Nosworth here from Nostock. Hi.
Hi.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Of course.
And a brilliant diversion for what's going on.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. Yeah, it's nice to be having a cup of tea.
Yeah, let's think about the worries of putting on a festival. It's got to be slightly less stressful than running the country.
At the moment it doesn't feel it.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do.
And this is your first one back since the pandemic.
It is, yeah.
Properly, as a full four-day event, yes.
This is the first one back, yeah. So, yeah, it feels odd in a way. It kind of feels like coming home, and then it also feels like you've forgotten everything and you're trying to get back into the swing of, oh yeah, we do that now. This is what happens.
So there's a little bit of rustiness has kicked in.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, excitement though, because we've all had a big long break and it's nice to think we're actually able to put it on, because for a long time I think it felt like it wouldn't happen again, something would come up. So now that we're a few weeks away, it feels real and exciting, but also chaos. It's always chaos.
Now you're supposed to say it's just brilliantly well oiled. That's what the Evises would say, I'm sure. No, they probably would admit that as well, wouldn't they?
I'm not sure if any festival
it
would
admit all
that.
Comes together in the end, and when the gates open and people arrive on site, there's just a buzz of excitement and they don't notice anything's wrong, do they?
No, it's touch wood. It's always all right on the night. And it's great fun. It's controlled chaos and it's madness and you're running around, but you love it because you keep coming back and we keep doing it again. So
yeah, and people don't realise how much work actually goes on behind the scenes, do they?
Yeah, it's insane actually. I mean, booking for 2023 has already started. You're working a year in advance and you don't stop. It's not just that one weekend. It's all the planning that goes into it.
And it's a team. And with Nostock, it's a committee as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. We have 200 managers that come and all have a say in different parts of the festival.
Mm. That's a terrific number, isn't it?
Yeah, there's loads of us. Yeah, there's a lot to do. It's not just putting on music in a field. You've got the stalls, you've got the licensing, you've got noise management, you've got so much to think about that it takes up a lot of people's time and headspace.
So if you haven't bought your tickets for Nostock yet, do help the cause, right?
Yes.
It's Nostock, is it .com? It is .com. Yep. Normally we'd have the website up in front of us, but obviously there's other things.
We've been drinking
other screens,
tea.
Drinking tea, chatting and watching the screens, waiting for Boris to come out. The dates this year are later on this month, aren't they? We're a couple of weeks away, literally.
Yeah, we're not long away. Thursday 21st, we open. So you can come on Thursday, you can bring the kids for free, 12s and under come free. And we've got Sister Sledge, we've got Bill Bailey, we've got Andy C, we've got, dare I say, the best lineup we've had this year, I think.
The best lineup you've had this year, yes.
Like this year, we've got the best lineup we've had. Thank you.
Ever.
Yes. That's
the one.
That's
yeah.
what I mean. Yeah, I'm really, really proud of it this year and really proud to finally being able to put it on after so many years of it rolling over and managing to get the artist to agree to come back, and now it's really happening and it just feels like it's time.
Does it work out as 2 or 3 years since the last live full 4-day Nostock?
2019 was our
2019.
Last festival, yeah.
So you had everybody booked for 2020.
Yeah.
The lineup poster went out.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's not happening. And finally, you've got the artist this year.
Yeah.
They have a contract.
Yeah.
Do they ask for more money?
Some do. Some do. Most have been quite understanding that, the whole industry is struggling through the pandemic, and they were happy to get out and play and were kind of supportive of festivals, knowing that we were the last industry to be able to come back. Most were really understanding and happy to roll contracts over. There have been a couple of instances where, things have had to be renegotiated or, maybe moved around because of touring commitments and whatever. But no, most have been really supportive and are just keen to get back and be playing in a field again, really.
Yeah. And being a brilliant local festival with your own infrastructure right now on site, your brother's there.
Yeah.
Hopefully with his saw, circular saw. You've got some fantastic areas, not just the orchard stage being permanent, also the one by your dad's cottage.
The garden stage. Yeah, we
That's
are really
right,
lucky.
Yeah.
We own and our own site, so we start the build at the beginning of May. So we're really lucky because most festivals have to hire everything in 2 weeks before and get it down again straight away. So we can take our time with the build. We can think and change things. And it gives us a little bit more leeway and it allows us to do things that other festivals just can't do because they don't own their site. So we are really lucky and we can use the natural kind of lay of the land as part of the show, essentially. So it's a good thing.
It's not a flat site, is it? So
no.
That also must help with soundproofing from Bromyard.
Absolutely. It's called the Hidden Valley for a reason.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it
you
is
don't good. Hear the sound. Even the caravan site that's I can't remember the name of it, but it's just up the road. You can sit outside there and you can't really hear it even there.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a lot of creative thinking about where things are aimed and what we put up to mitigate. That's, you know, that's definitely someone's quite large headache. But it's done well, I think, yeah. I think it is done well. Because I think they're quite a discerning crowd as well, and sound is important to our punters.
Yes.
So it's important to us.
Yeah. Quality sound is very important. I was talking about the fact that I saw the Wonder Stuff at a festival where they had an underpowered sound system but were determined to push it as hard as they can, and it's the only time I've ever come out of a tent with tinnitus.
Ooh, yeah, that's
and
not
it's
good.
Like, that
that's
was not good.
No,
yeah.
That's not what you want. Mm. No.
So, yeah, having a good Function 1 sound system
Absolutely.
Is always important,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Get your tickets for Nostock at nostock.com right now. Ticket price, I'm putting you on the spot here. You're looking at the website like I am.
No, it's 150, isn't it? Yeah, it is. 150 for Friday arrival, but 12 and unders come free.
Yeah.
So you can bring your kids for free, and there is loads for them to do. There's loads of fun workshops.
And you're very proud of the fact that your kids' activities are free.
Absolutely free. Yeah.
No charges on things
like that. Once you pay for your ticket for the kids, everything else they do is just free.
Yeah, and you really look after the kids as well.
Absolutely, it's important. You know, why shouldn't they be able
And you
to
have lots of roving theatre stuff as well, don't you, to engage with them?
Absolutely, we do. I think it's important. I think nobody likes one type of music. Festivals shouldn't just be for one age group. Everyone should come and find something to love. You know, and we've done what we can to help families come and engage with festivals. We've got the breastfeeding spaces. We've got supplies in family camping. You can heat your bottles up and whatnot. And they have a wonderful time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's part of why we do it. One of the best things is seeing the kids running around screaming, having the time of their life.
Always a place of smiling faces,
yes.
I've found, yeah.
Yes.
And as you say, if you're not interested in a band that's playing on one stage, you can wander off to another one. You've got a total of 10 different venues.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something where you can stand and go, oh yeah, hang on, I'll just have a drink at the bar and I'll watch this band and discover them.
Absolutely. I don't really agree that people like one type of music. People like a little bit of everything, and we try to cater for that. So each stage is dedicated to a different genre. So if you don't fancy dancing, you can go and just chill and listen to some reggae. You can wander around and hopefully find a new favourite band.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have at Nostock over the years.
Good.
Definitely going to come along. I think it's going to be about the 8th year.
God, there you go.
Yeah, I'm getting old.
22nd for me.
Well, yes. You've been there from the start with your dad. Nostock, the Hidden Valley, for this year then, is 21st to 24th of July. Theme?
Parallel Worlds.
Parallel Worlds. So if you're going to get...
space suits on.
Yeah, get your fancy dress on. It can be anything. You could... No, I was going to say it could be a parallel prime minister. With a blonde wig on. But
I'm sure there is a world somewhere where...
No one's going to buy you a drink if you dress like that. It's probably not a fancy dress to go with right now. Ella, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.